King Solomon surpassed all the rulers of the earth in glory, wealth, and wisdom. During his reign, the people of Israel lived in peace and safety, from Dan in the far north to Beersheba on the southern border. His kingdom stretched from the Euphrates in the north to the lands of the Philistines and Phoenicians on the Mediterranean coast to the west, and as far as the frontier of Egypt to the south of Palestine. At that time, the service of the sanctuary was organized according to the law of Moses and in compliance with the ordinance for the priests and Levites established by King David. As the newly built temple housed the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, divine worship was centralized in Jerusalem. Three times a year, the people went there to celebrate the great national festivals of the Passover and Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Each day, the sacrifices prescribed by the law were offered to the Lord. Solomon's court was opulent. His wisdom and wealth were proverbial. The king's throne was inlaid with ivory and overlaid with pure gold. It had six steps and a footstool of gold. On both sides of the seat were armrests, with a lion standing beside each of them. 12 lions, symbolizing royal power, stood on the six steps, one at each end. Nothing like it had ever been made for any other kingdom. This monumental throne was placed in the Hall of Justice, where Solomon held audience and judged the people. The king made 200 large shields and 300 small shields of hammered gold, and put them in the palace of the Forest of Lebanon. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses, which he kept in the chariot cities and in Jerusalem. The royal merchants went to Egypt and Cilicia to buy horses, as the horse and chariot trade with Asia Minor was a source of wealth. Solomon was the first Israelite ruler to build a fleet of merchant ships which traded with Arabia and other countries. He also had copper mines, and his men did copper smelting and refining. Because of Solomon's lifestyle, great quantities of choice food were prepared for the royal court. 30 head of well-fed cattle and 100 sheep and goats, as well as deer, gazelles, roebucks, and the finest poultry were needed each day. All the goblets and dishes on the king's table were of pure gold. Nothing was made of silver, because it was considered of little value in Solomon's day. Silver was as common in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar wood as plentiful as sycamore trees. All the rulers of the earth sought audience with Solomon to hear his wisdom. Year after year, these visitors came to Jerusalem, bringing gifts for the king, articles of silver and gold, costly robes, weapons and spices, horses and mules. One of these visitors, the Queen of Sheba, was a remarkable person. She was the ruler of a country rich in gold, spices, and precious stones that lay to the south of Arabia on the shores of the Red Sea. Her people travelled great distances, trading with India, Ethiopia, and elsewhere. When the Queen of Sheba heard of Solomon's fame, she set out on the long journey to Jerusalem. She had heard about Solomon's wisdom and about the God of Israel who had given him so much wealth and understanding, and she came to test the king with difficult matters and hard questions. She talked with Solomon about all she had on her mind, and he gave her all the answers. Nothing was too hard for him to explain. When the Queen of Sheba saw his wisdom and the palace and temple he had built, the magnificence of his court, the food on his table, the importance of his officials, and the richness of their apparel, all the cupbearers and servants that waited on him, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe it until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth you far exceed the report I heard. How happy your people must be! How happy your servants who stand before you and hear your wisdom! Praise be to the Lord your God, who has placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain peace and justice." The queen gave Solomon large quantities of gold, spices, and precious stones. Never again were so many spices brought to Jerusalem as those the Queen of Sheba gave to the king. Solomon gave her all she wanted, besides what he had given her out of his royal bounty. Then she left Jerusalem and returned with her retinue to her own country. Next episode, the end of Solomon's reign.